In 2008, Mike Sodrill received only 38% of the vote in the 9th District, which voted in favor of the Republican candidacies of every other statewide office. John McCain, who lost the state, earned an almost equal amount of votes as Barron Hill, the man who defeated Sodrill for the third time in four tries. Paoli attorney Todd Young, one of Sodrill's challengers this time, says the trucking magnate's dismal showing in his fourth try at the seat shows voters in southern Indiana want a new choice.
I certainly think we could benefit from the appetite for a fresh face. We are positioned to say, look, here's a departure from the past, a time to start over.
In the past year, Young has set fundraising records for a GOP candidate in the district, hauling in more than $300,000. He's also won endorsements from many of the state's prominent Republicans, including former Vice President Dan Quayle.
Congressman Sodrill has been largely silent for the entire time during the most consequential domestic policy debates in generations. The distinction in some regards is that we have fully articulated our positions on these. Mike Sodrill has not yet.
Columbus real estate investor Travis Hankins entered the race almost as soon as the last election was over. He characterizes himself as a political outsider who wants to appeal to the district's conservative sensibilities.
Mike Sodrill jumping in the race has no effect on my campaign at all. I'm running for Congress to lead the conservative movement, not just to merely win votes.
Hankins admits Sodrill's name recognition and campaign chest overmatch his own, but he says Sodrill is a tired brand in the district.
Now, as you know, Mike Sodrill has represented the 9th District in the past. Therefore, the voters had the opportunity to view his voting record and determine if they want that kind of representation again, or if they'd rather have someone even more committed to the conservative cause.
Multiple calls to Sodrill's campaign office seeking comment were not returned. Republican primary voters headed the polls on May 4th. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.